For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, we love a Tuesday show on the Rush Hour. The team list due to come out. They won't be in this podcast, but they will be dropping, so make sure you've got the listener app. We'll update that as soon as it comes in, MG. Lots to get through today. GWS Giant star Josh Kelly's going to join us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Parramatta and just how legit they are this season compared to last season, and I will give another MG still too early Origin team.
Oh, I don't know if it is too early now, MG.
No, it's not. We're getting fair dinkum.
I think we've arrived at the
pointy end.
The mail these direct to Freddie. He needs to be hearing these State of Origin teams. That's coming up before the end of the show, but off the top.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
We need to talk about the Parramatta Eels, MG. They're sitting second on the ladder. They were in a similar position last year. In fact, I think they were top of the ladder this time last year. Are you prepared to put them in the same class as the Panthers and the Rabbitohs and the Storm as contenders this season?
Well, I definitely think they're a contender. But there's kind of like a pyramid of contenders. The top of that is Penrith.
Yes.
Then on the next layer down on that pyramid, next to the Sphinx, is South and Melbourne. And then on the layer below that is Parramatta and the Roosters, in my opinion. Then you've got the rest.
Okay.
So, look, they are definitely contenders because if you look at them last year compared to this year, what have they improved? Well, definitely their edge defence, which was their Achilles heel. Jennings and Walker Blake were their centres last year. Fantastic attackers, but defence not as good as their attack. Well, this year they've recruited that with probably one of the buyers of the year, which is getting no notice, is Tom Opacek from the Cowboys. Everybody's talking about Isaiah Papali'i, and we'll get to him in a sec, but Opacek has been enormous, absolutely enormous for Parramatta, and he's plugged that left hole with aplomb. The other right centre, who's we didn't see that one coming either, was Nuokore, who is big, strong, has a presence, and quite frankly, other centres don't want to run at him. So that's a two big pluses that they've got they didn't have last year. You throw that in the mix with the find of the year, in my opinion. The buy of the year so far is Isaiah Papali'i. I didn't know he was this good. I didn't think he was that good. I didn't think Parramatta knew he was that good. I didn't think the Warriors knew that he was that good. Otherwise, I would have kept him.
Yes.
He's been good every week. He hasn't had a bad game. Whether it's coming off the bench or starting, he's in the game up to his eyeballs.
So
I think also, like, they're a year older. And Reed Marnie hasn't played this good before in first grade either.
Yeah. So, well, you talk about that edge defence, and I guess if you look at it, the teams that they have to beat if they want to win the competition this year, you're talking the Storm and you're talking the Panthers. And when you look at how potent they are around
and
those
South.
Edges, and South as well, yes. I mean, South especially with the backline they've got, that is the area where they need to be defending most stoutly. I mean, when you look at the Storm and you've got Justin Olam in there probing, I mean, good luck tackling that. And then with your South as well.
You've got Crichton and Burton for Penrith.
That is super important. I'll play devil's advocate here because I think the Eels are red hot contenders. They haven't beaten anyone this year yet. I mean, their best win of the on paper.
Well, they beat Melbourne.
Well, they beat Melbourne 16-12 round two. So I'll retract that somewhat. But the Raiders aren't the team that we thought they might be, and they disposed of them pretty comfortably 35-10. Beyond that, they haven't beaten anybody of any great shakes. This Friday night against the Roosters. Admittedly, a beaten up Roosters is a huge test for Brad Arthur.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think it is because it's a game they're expected to win. And I don't know when the last time Roosters played Parramatta over the last 5 years were they favourites in a contest. So expectation is now on their shoulders as well. And I think they can handle it. I think the Parramatta Eels can handle it. Gutho at fullback is a steadying influence on this team. Campbell Gillard and Junior Paulo form one of the best front rowers in the competition with Reed Marnie. Their halves are, obviously Dylan Brown's that year older, but Mitchell Moses, whose contract is still in the air as we speak, seems to be playing better each week. And I think that's one of the reasons is because he's he's up for contract, and players usually do this. But Fergo wasn't scoring tries last year until the, I don't know, what, seventh game or something? He went a long time without a break, without a try. Sivo's back to his barnstorming best. And it's hard to find weaknesses. It's all about attitude with Parramatta, and they've bolstered the positions that they were weak at last year. And that's why I think they're a better team than they were this time last year.
They went out of finals last season in straight sets. They lost to the Storm, the eventual premiers, and then they got done by the Bunnies, who almost got into the grand final at Penrith's expense. What's the bare minimum they have to achieve this year for it not to be a failed year? Because I think a straight sets exit would be considered by a failed year.
Oh, I think so too. I think you're right. I think they'll make the 8. I think they'll make the 4. And I think anything but a prelim final is a failure of a season. I think they've got to make a prelim. I think they would set themselves that same target to make a prelim final. And they've got to beat one of them teams you just spoke of, either Melbourne Storm or South Sydney, to go forward in the competition and deep into the finals footy. So I think they're aware of it. I know we're speaking to Brad Arthur tomorrow on the show.
Yes, tomorrow. BA will join us.
Very keen to get his take on all of this and whether he thinks they're a better team than they were last year. And I think obviously he will. But I just see something different with Parra. I think, you know, that edge defence, I just keep coming back to it. That last year for mine, teams just hunted it down and made Parramatta pay through it. And that's been plugged. That is being plugged. And now they've got someone like Papalihi who's explosive. Who knows how much of an X factor Bryce Cartwright might be later in the year. But they just seem to have all the boxes ticked, Parramatta.
And I think the Panthers are doing them a favour, MG. I think the success of the Panthers and the form of the Panthers,
about Parramatta. Yeah.
There's no noise around this Eagles outfit. I mean, we're trying to drum some up now, but there is...
Well, I think they deserve it. I think they deserve us chatting about them the way we are. I think the microscope that we're putting over them today is well-deserved. I don't think we'll be speaking about them in these glowing terms if they weren't contenders for the premiership.
I think Brad Arthur's going to jump on tomorrow and say, would you like shut up? We're quite enjoying the anonymity of where we are.
Going, boys, come on, boys.
It's the quietest second place team on the ladder I can remember. They are second to behind us barnstorming Panthers outfit, and yet no one's talking about them. Anyway,
You make a good point, because most people are talking about Penrith, Melbourne and South Sydney.
Parramatta just getting it done. All right, look, Brad Arthur will join us tomorrow. Looking forward to speaking to him. We've got to move along here, though.
See the Sydney Kings live at Qdos Bank Arena Sunday, May 16, as they take on the Adelaide 36ers. Tickets from $20 at Ticketek. The Triple M Rush Hour's King of the Court for a Day.
Yes, we have got the best seats in the house to go and watch the Sydney Kings take on the Adelaide 36ers at Qdos Bank Arena Sunday the 16th of May. You can win them right here with us, or you can head to Ticketek and grab them for just $20. MG, we've spoken at length about the Qdos Bank Arena experience with these Sydney Kings.
It is the best. It's the Ducks' guts, and what I love about this competition is that no one goes away empty-handed.
It's a nobody-losers competition. If you win today, you'll carry over to tomorrow, and if you lose today, we'll still give you a couple of tickets to go along to see the Kings anyway. We need to welcome back in our carryover champ from yesterday.
That is Daniel, my brother, from Drummoyne. G'day, Dan.
How you going, guys? Good to be back.
Good to have you back,
buddy.
Sounds
confident. Sounds confident.
Have you brushed up on your basketball knowledge last night, because you'll be going up against Joel from Barrack Heights. G'day, Joel.
How are we?
Fantastic, buddy. You feeling lucky?
Oh, very lucky.
Okay. These are for the really good seats. So the winner, obviously, as Liam just said, is the carryover champion. But if you happen to not win tonight and lose, you'll still get tickets to the Kings game. So here we go. Your names are your buzzer. Let's check them. Let's go to the champ first. Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
And let's go to you now, Joel from Barrack Heights.
Joel.
Okay, boys, best of three. First one to two. Here we go. The quiz starts now. Question number one. Which team is currently top of the NBL ladder?
Joel.
Oh, Joeling quick.
Melbourne United.
Whoa, oh, we've got a challenger.
Here we go. Who does Joe Ingles play for?
Joel. Daniel.
Oh, Joeling again.
Hey. The Utah Jazz.
Oh. Come on.
Just like that, we have a new contender, Joel from Barrack Heights.
And I think we almost had a formal protest from Daniel as well. I'm sorry, Dan, we heard the Joel first. Hey,
the audio's broken.
Daniel, don't the audio's broken. Hey, Dan, you don't go away empty-handed. We've got a double for you to get along to the Kings game anyway. Thank you for playing, and enjoy the Kings taking on the Adelaide 36ers. Joel.
Ooh, we've got one here.
We've got one, haven't we? We found one. We found the Isaiah Papali'i of the King for a Day competition.
Awesome.
Joel, you are a carryover champion. We will be back tomorrow. And good luck to whoever has to take on Jolly for these tickets, MG. It's going to be a tough one.
Good work, brother.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Time to talk a bit of AFL, thanks to our friends at Bingley. They have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head to bingley.com.au to grab a deal today. Both Sydney teams scoring a win over the weekend.
Impressive. Yeah. One in Adelaide. Was a good win in Adelaide by our next guest.
Very much so. The Swans stealing it from the Cats late. The Giants doing it a little bit more comfortably over the Adelaide Crows. And one of those stars joins us on the line now from the Giants, Josh Kelly. G'day, Josh.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Nah, fantastic, buddy. When I every time we get a guest on, I like to look back into where they're from and what they've been doing. And you're from Sandringham in Victoria. But 12th of February, 1995. Hello, my boy. That's my older son's birthday.
You're freaking out, Josh. Yeah, that's Josh's birthday, and that's also your son Logs' birthday.
Yeah, it is exactly the same day and same year. So, wow. There you go.
There you go.
How did you celebrate your birthday, Josh?
Pretty low key this year. I think I was just out for dinner. A few friends and family, so always good.
Okay. He would have been in the middle of preseason, MG, as opposed to what Logs was up to.
That's it.
Yeah.
100%. Best time to have it. What did you guys get up to after your win in Adelaide, which was a really good one?
Yeah, it was. We were pretty pleased with the way we played and, the football in general we've been playing. So it was good to, have a win on the road and celebrate that together and get back to Sydney pretty quickly and back into things.
Big game against the Bombers, who, despite the loss on the weekend against Carlton, are in some reasonable form. You're at home, Giants Stadium, Saturday. Encourage everybody to get along. It's going to be a cracking game. And the momentum continues for the Giants, Josh. The start to the season, it was all doom and gloom. And now, with a run of victories, how's the feeling amongst the group?
Yeah, it's a good feeling at the moment. And probably, the start to the year didn't reflect how we thought we were going. Besides probably our Fremantle game where we were pretty off and, didn't play a brand of footy that we wanted to be known for. Besides that, we thought we've been playing some pretty consistent football. So over the last month or so to start getting some results has been good for the group and good for a young group. We've got a lot of good young players coming through. So for them to be getting a bit of a taste of the way we like to play football and getting some wins on the board has been pretty exciting.
JK, as you look at the ladder, the AFL ladder, obviously last year was a year to forget for most with the pandemic in its full flight. This year we see teams like North Melbourne, I suppose that's no shock, but Collingwood, man, one win all year. That must be a bit of a surprise for you guys.
Yeah, on a whole, it's really unpredictable. I think you find if you're off by 5%, 10% any week, you're going to get found out. And I think the ladder is changing a fair bit week by week and it's starting to shape up a little bit, but on a whole, you've got some teams, down the bottom that maybe you didn't expect. And then you've got some teams doing things that, doing better than maybe expected. But that's, I think footy over the last few years has really developed into that, where if you're not playing to your best or, playing the brand of footy you want to play, you're going to get shown up by the other side. So I guess that makes for good viewing, but it also means we need to, be at 110% every week if you do want to get a win.
Now, Chook, for whatever reason, Toby Green, I don't know
just
whether...
Just call him Chook.
Yeah, Chook.
So you don't disclose these things before the interview and tell me that his nickname's Chook.
Josh, please explain to MG why your nickname's Chook.
No real reason. There was a few of us called Chook back at school, and in my first game in the crowd, a few of the boys heard a bunch of my mates yelling it in the crowd, so it's just kind of stuck since then.
Has it got nothing to do with your legs?
It does. Well, funnily enough, I think Dad had the name Chook, and it was because of his legs. And I don't know why I never got that, but it's probably worthy at the end of the day.
They are chicken legs, MJ. Actually, he's one of the best kicks in the comp on his day. But, Josh, we'll take you back a couple of weeks ago to the derby against the Swans. You couldn't have hit water if you fell out of a boat. Your kicking efficiency in that game was awful. And then you get to be man of the moment with the game winner.
Yeah, I ended up mentioning that after the game. I was having an absolutely shocking night kicking the footy, and then all you need is one moment, luckily enough. So I've kind of forgotten about the rest of the night and just remember that kick.
Now, what I was going to bring up there was Toby Green. For whatever reason, I don't know whether it's because he's here in Sydney, but people just seem to, mainly people in Melbourne, seem to forget just how good a football player this bloke is. Suddenly there's all this excitement around him. Does Toby, pull the curtain back for us a little bit, how does he carry himself around the club? Is there a bit of swagger that comes with the man?
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of swagger. I think he's always had that. And I think the biggest part to Toby is the way he's developed into a strong leader. And, you know, he's captain in our side at the moment and he's doing a great job. And just, you know, how well-liked he is amongst the group. Like I said, he's always had that swagger. But the way he's, you know, developed, and I think the football world in general is seeing that now. I think everybody was pretty quick to jump to opinions about him previously, whereas now he's, you know, one of the most loved figures across the AFL. So, you know, he deserves that because he's an outstanding player, and you know, I'm sure everyone loves to watch him.
Speaking of swagger, one of your ex-teammates, the Heater, Shorey, is about to go on SAS. How will he go?
I think he'll be pretty good. He'll be entertaining at the very least, and I think he'll go a long way, so I'll definitely be tuning in, and it'll be good to watch.
No, but it's not about it. We know he's entertaining. Is he tough though? Because I don't know if you watched the first season. It's pretty brutal. I mean, they broke Mitchell Johnson. They brought him to tears. Is Heater in those tough preseason sessions? Is he going to hold on?
No, I think he would do well. He did 15 preseasons or whatever, and I think he did a fair bit of toughness to get through 15 of them. And he didn't miss many sessions along the way. So I personally think he's going to do all right.
All right. Hey, now, it would be remiss of us to mention, MG, this man has a big decision to make in a couple of couple of months, I think, around his contract.
You said not to ask him about that.
Well, you told me
not to ask him about his contract.
No, because he's answered the questions enough. And we don't want to put
the rush hour yet. Come on. If you want to get on in and tell me how bad he was kicking that night and then let me ask you about his contract, come on, man.
Well, all I was going to do, now, MG, we don't have a good track record of this because I think we had Jeremy Cameron on the show last year and we were trying to convince him to stay and that didn't pan out. But what I will say to Josh is that, mate, right now it's about 12 degrees in Melbourne. It's cold. It's frigid. It's unpleasant. And you know, Sydney, I mean, it's fantastic. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
No, it's absolutely a great spot to live, and I love it up here. So, that'll all get handled, and it'll be in a good spot. So, you're absolutely right.
In 12 months' time, MG, you know what's going to be happening, don't you? We're going to be talking to someone else from the Giants who's up for contract. Yep. We're going to be going, we're not talking about it. We keep driving these blokes away. Hey, Josh, massive game this Saturday. A really winnable one for the Giants, taking on the Bombers at home. A win and you jump into the top eight and all of a sudden we're looking at finals again. It's exciting times for the club. Wish you best of luck.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
And now it's time to do... MG's still a little bit too early, State of Origin side.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's too early. I think we're reaching the precipice of Origin selection. I think each week is paramount into, obviously, Freddie, Brandy, Bedsy, the Fitzy,
Joey.
The Brains Trust of Joey.
That's why you're not a part of it. Your name doesn't work. Fitzy, Bedsy, Joey, Freddie, MGE.
MGZ. Look, I think that, you know, each week I know they all get together and write down a team after each weekend's round of footy that would represent New South Wales that Wednesday if they were playing. So we're doing something similar here on the Rush Hour. Yes. Every 2 weeks we pick our Origin team based on form. At first it was just based on the week that was.
Yep.
A bit like they were doing, the selectors. But now it's getting close. Now we're within 40 days of Origin. It's time to start getting fair dinkum.
Yep.
And my fullback is James Tedesco.
has not changed.
My back line is very similar, but I have made a tinkering. Brian To'o and the Fox are my wingers. Josh Adokar. My centres are still the same. Tom Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell.
Even despite we haven't seen him for almost a month now,
yeah,
due to suspension.
Yeah. Look, if Lomax didn't break his thumb, I would have thought about someone else, but I just don't see any centres putting their hand up at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't see any centres, natural centres. We spoke about Bradman Best earlier, but
Jack Bird.
Jack Bird and that tackle he missed on BJ Lalua on the weekend was concerning. So,
and you're not prepared to try Jack Whiten again there?
No, not in the centres. Okay. No, not at all. And look, they've lost four in a row. I'm sorry, but Jack doesn't make the team at the minute.
Dane Gagai will be disappointed not to see Jack Whiten named in your centres, MG, but that's okay.
Well, he is in the centres, Turbo and Latrell. 5'8", Jerome Luai. Just, I had to pick him. His form over the last fortnight, over the last month. Look, I know everyone's speaking about how fantastic Nathan Cleary's playing. I think Nathan's obviously gone to the next level, and he's more composed than he's ever been. But the guy next to him, Jerome Luai, is playing like he's smouldering on the field.
Cody Walker,
yeah. Look, he's been fullback the last couple of weeks, and my 14's Pappenhausen. So, unfortunately for Cody, no, at the moment. And obviously this will change maybe in 2 weeks' time, and we'll see what happens. But if I'm picking a team today, my team today is okay. the Penrith halves, because I haven't seen a halves being this rich vein of form for a long time together.
Freddie made the comment down at the Origin launch in Melbourne, I think it was last week, that experience will matter somewhat. And he referenced Jack Whiten and he referenced Cody Walker, and he said they have both been there as 5'8 for New South Wales.
So will combinations. And Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary and Brian To'o and Isaiah Yeo, who are all in my side, are playing in a team that's absolutely blitzing it. So
right.
I think you've got to pick on form as well.
Let's walk through the piggies then.
Payne Haas makes his way onto the starting side after his irresistible form in the last fortnight.
It's been good.
With Damien Cook and Junior Paulo as my other front rower.
Okay.
In the back row, Angus Crichton. He was partnered with Tyson Frizzell, who now moves out of that position.
Mm-hmm.
And into it comes my bolter, Keon Kalamatangi. Kalamatangi from the he's born to play Origin this game.
What have you seen from this young man that makes you
everything.
I mean he plays where you did. What makes you think he's gonna go well?
Everything he does at 100%. Whether he's backing up, whether he's running out in the field to start the game, whether he's going back on for a stint after being replaced, whether he's doing a hit up, whether he's being a tackle, he just wants to be involved in the game. And we talked about Parramatta earlier. And they're, you know, the guys who have improved in their team and while they're a contender. Well, Kalamatangi didn't play much first grade last year with the Rabbitohs. And him and Jaden Sura on either side of that ruck, my goodness, they're probably the most damaging pair of back rowers in the competition. So he gets his debut.
Do you know who will be smiling hearing you name him, MG? Damien Cook and Benji Marshall. Because both those men we spoke to before the season kicked off, and both those players named Kalamatangi as the player to watch this year for the Bunnies.
Well, the hype's real. The hype is real. It's not just one of these one or two game wonders. You can tell he's getting better every game, and that's a fantastic thing for the Rabbitohs.
All right, very good.
My lock forward is Isaiah Yeo.
Yes.
He hasn't changed. My bench, number 14, is Ryan Pappenhausen. Cam Murray is 15. Saifidi is 16. And Jake Turbo is 17, but he's playing front row when he goes on.
Jake Turbo, interesting. Now, the big omission there is Jack Whiten. There, you do not have space for him at the moment.
No, I don't. No, I'm picking my team on form, and Saifidi just makes it, to be honest.
Jack Whiten, you're talking reigning Dally M medalist, is a tremendous victim of his club's form at the moment, and he is as well.
Yeah,
but I look at, I mean, when's...
It's all about confidence when you're picking an Origin team. And don't forget, this team are playing next Wednesday. And I know Jack Whiten's the reigning Dally M player of the year, but at the moment, I just don't see him imposing his will in a rugby league game. And I think that's indicative of the way the Raiders are going.
He's got four games before you would imagine this team gets named. He's got the Knights this weekend at home, the Bulldogs away up for Magic Round. Then he's got the Storm and the Roosters. It strikes me as those last two games against contenders in the Storm and the Roosters, that is Jack Whiten's opportunity to remind Freddie what he's capable of.
Put it this way, I think the Raiders will win their next two games. And if they beat one of them two teams you just spoke of, I think Jack White will be in the team because he'll be man of the match.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It's on your shoulders, Jack. We want to see you there. We know what you're capable of. That is MG's still a little bit too early state of origin team, but
we're getting there.
Geez, there's a real strong Penrith bias, and you can understand why as they sit top of the ladder. Very good, MG. Tomorrow on the show, Brad Arthur from the Parramatta Eels will join us tomorrow. Looking forward to chatting with him, and we will get all your tips for round 9 of the NRL.
Can I wait? As per usual, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.